5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's intern history pop quiz.
Perfect.
Got it.
All right.
So we have two great interns right now, Mia and Rebecca. But last week, Raven and I were talking about Hulk Hogan, and Mia did not know who that was.
Yeah, we were quoting, we were doing, what's up now, brother? We were doing all that, talking about his engagement, and she had no idea.
Right. So we figured it was time to see how much they actually know about the 80s and 90s. Mia, what school do you go to and how old are you?
I'm 21 and I go to Fairfield U.
Okay. And Rebecca, how about you?
I'm 20 and I go to Emerson College.
21 and 20.
Yep.
Okay. So how it's going to work, ladies, is that I'm going to name five things. It's going to be best out of five. We're going to see who wins. Rebecca, you are going to buzz in with the dog toy. Give it a squeeze. Perfect.
That's
Mia,
my favorite.
You are the bell. That's it. You have to correctly identify what this item is. If you are incorrect, Raven will explain it to you as an old man. Ready? The first thing, Zima. What is Zima? Oh, my gosh.
Not even. I mean, nobody even made a sound.
What are you drinking?
Zima.
Zima. What is that? A beer?
Nah, it's not like beer. Z? No zuds.
Wine cooler?
No. See for yourself.
Zima was like the predecessor to like hard seltzers that they have out now or whatever.
It was a white claw.
Yeah, you know, I mean, your mom and your grandma, they would get lit on it. Dad didn't understand it.
Zima was my first real drink that I had with my friends that I was like sneaking in the basement. That was awesome.
What?
Right. All right, next.
You thought for sure they'd have something on that.
Tamagotchi.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Rebecca.
I have one of these. It's like the little thing, like a little game, and you have a little pet, and you have to like feed it and take care of it and things, like with the little buttons to keep it alive.
Tamagotchi, the original virtual reality pet. Your care determines the pets you get.
I can't believe you have a Tamagotchi. That is
me
really
and my roommates.
Yeah.
But you guys must be into collecting that type of stuff, right? It was like a pager that would bug you all day. But and then you had to like take care of it. We should have known that like Sims was gonna suck after that. We should have known that, right?
All right, congratulations, Rebecca. All right, the next one is an audio clue. Identify what this noise is. Rebecca has it. Go ahead.
Like internet, like when you have to like.
I mean, it's pretty close.
Yes.
Dial up. That's dial up internet.
Yeah, that's AOL's dial up internet. Idea. All right, Rebecca leads the way 2-0. Next, Blockbuster. Thank you. Mia, go ahead.
Where you get movies from.
I've never seen 10,000 tapes in one store.
So much kid stuff.
And I can keep them for 3 evenings.
Now this is a video store.
They could keep it for 3 evenings.
They sound so excited in this. You know what? It's true, though, because your weekend success could hang in the balance as to what time you arrived at Blockbuster and how successful you were. It doesn't matter if you were a teenager, a mom, or whatever. The whole thing could hang on that.
All right, Rebecca leading Mia 2-1. The last one.
Mm.
All right, Mia, this is going to be your chance to tie it up. Who is Nancy Kerrigan? Oh, my God.
So sad. So it hurts you. We're going to need you to Google Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding's name is going to come up automatically when you Google it.
She's
and
a villain.
Just surmise it as good versus evil,
yes.
Pure versus rotten.
Correct.
Yeah, hero versus villain.
We tomorrow might need for you guys to explain to us who Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding are and why they're so important.
She could do a 30-second essay.
Yeah, on American history. All right, that'll be tomorrow.